No matter your political persuasion, given the stalemate that's gripping the state, we can all agree Illinois could use some self-improvements. Maybe giving lawmakers New Year's resolutions would help. Having a goal helps you stick to it, right? Seems I'm not the only one who had this thought. Talking with reporters the other day, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel offered he had one for his buddy, Governor Bruce Rauner.
You know, I had a New Year's resolution for the governor, because we had a conversation right before the holidays, wishing each other well and their families in time. That was that he'd be able, as a governor, to have his first budget passed before he had to deliver his second address in February.
I haven't had the chance to ask the governor his New Year's resolution, but just before Christmas, during a brief media Q&A, after Rauner's spokeswoman said it was time to wrap up,
last question.
I snuck in one more.
Thanks very much.
Come on, Christmas gift. What do you want,
Can you talk about economic
prosperity
growth?
For Illinois. Thanks. Happy holidays, everybody.
All right, thanks.
Asking around about resolutions, getting a budget was, as you may suspect, a popular response. Like, here's director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, James Applegate.
The obvious one. We will pass the 2016 budget by January 31st, and we will have a 2017 budget in place on time that adequately supports education.
As with so many resolutions, I'll point to my own experience as a prime example, that may be easier said than done. But Republican Representative Avery Bourne of Raymond is trying to stay optimistic.
What's on everyone's mind is to get a budget. But I think that with a new year, hopefully we can be more cooperative and have more productive discussions. So doing my part to further that in the district and on the state level is my number one goal.
If Bourne's better than me at keeping her personal New Year's resolution, come next year, she'll have a good chronicle of how it turns out.
I have made a personal resolution to journal more because I think in 20 years, I'm really going to want to look back and remember all of this craziness.
When lawmakers do get things done, Senator Kwame Raoul resolves to do a better job telling the public about it. Raoul, a Chicago Democrat, says after a video was released showing a Chicago police officer shooting teenager Laquan McDonald, people complained lawmakers hadn't done anything to reform law enforcement practices.
Notwithstanding the fact that a couple of months earlier, the governor had signed an omnibus law enforcement reform bill. It's not a cure-all, but it is something that reflects that we recognize this problem before.
Raoul also says better communication with his fellow lawmakers could help to get more accomplished. Former Republican State Senator Dan Cronin, now chairman of the DuPage County Board, says he hopes Illinois leaders can come together for the greater good.
We didn't elect gladiators. We elected leaders. We elected people to find common ground and to move the state of Illinois forward. We don't seek perfection, but I want to see some improvement in 2016.
Finally, here's Robin Staines. She recently stepped down as director of the education advocacy group Advance Illinois and says the damage being caused by not having a budget is tragic. Staines says Illinois needs certainty. That means fiscal stability going forward, starting with getting a budget in place for this year.
All of our elected officials ought to resolve for that to be their number one priority, to get that done and to get that done before the month is out.
She had a resolution for all of you, too.
The rest of us should resolve to keep making as much noise as we know how until that gets done.
I have a feeling that isn't the sort of noise she had in mind, but in the spirit of celebrating the start of 2016, I figured I'd help get that party started. The rest of the noise making, I'll leave to you. I'm Amanda Vinicky. Happy New Year.